Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about whether or not your emails should match your website design. Before I throw out there my answer, I'm going to let Tim answer because I wrote the answer down in our sheet. And I don't think I agree with my answer. I don't know why I wrote yes down there. I'm beginning to think no. Go, Tim.
This is kind of a cop-out, but it depends. I think there should be brand consistency, but I think it should stand out. So you don't want it to match exactly your website. You want it to stand out on its own from your website, but you do want brand consistency. You do want people to, you know, see familiar things that they know, have come to know your company by, whether, you know, your logo, you know, different colors that you use and stuff like that. But I don't think it should be an exact, you know, replica, an exact match to your web design.
Yeah. And I'm kind of in the same boat. I feel like branding is important, but I think about our emails that we send out. Other than putting our logos at the top of the email and stuff, we really don't follow it at all as far as matching our website design and stuff. Now, one thing I will say, and I think is important, if your website is clean and minimalist and stuff, then you're going to want to probably follow that same thing with your audience in your emails. You know, if you go gaudy and, you know, full of lively colors and bolds and pops and stuff, it might throw your audience off and stuff. So I don't feel like it needs to match the colors, match the this, match the that. As long as they know it's coming from you, you've got your logo in there, it's probably sufficient.
Yeah.
All right.
Agreed.
Tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to connect with your audience on YouTube, second largest search engine in the world. Be sure not to miss it. Tim? Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.